Fantasy freaks and geeks, what's cracking? It's your boy James Coe back with my brand new project, the Sleeper King Football Podcast. Look, I get it, okay? There's a lot of fantasy pods out there, but we're going to keep this one light, 15 to 20 minutes, 4 to 5 times a week. And man, we are going to pack it with all the info you need, season long, weekly projections, and of course, sleepers, sleepers, sleepers. Follow and listen to the Sleeper King Football Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Live from the Twin Peaks Studios, Sports Radio 610 presents In the Loop with John Lopez and Reggie Atitula.
That is exactly who's in studio with us right now on a Texas Ticket Tuesday In the Loop. His name, Brandon K. Scott, and don't forget it, he is our Texas insider. My man is all over everything, though, right? You got Astros on deck. Rocket season slowly, quietly approaching, sneaking up on us.
Surprisingly.
Yeah. I'm knee deep in all of it. I've quit on U of H. Had to quit on them.
But
everybody on U of H?
Hey.
Love you, Willie Fritz, but I had to move on.
He's building the program.
I had to move on quickly.
He's building the program.
But everybody else I'm excited about. Hey, Willie, I have to catch you next year, dog. I love you. Love you, Willie Fritz. But I'm out on them. But everybody else, no, you're right. We're like a week away from training camp. Rockets are exciting, but the Texans, man. Texans got to get it together.
There are things.
They got some issues.
We might need to, you know, ISO a little bit and blow out what's popping to get to all this, because there's so much. All right, so I have a text and I have a YouTube message. Both of them can go different ways. And so I'm going to allow you, B. Scott, to pick your poison here as we get into B. Scott's thoughts. Do you want the text? Do you want the YouTube comment?
Give me the YouTube comment.
The YouTube comment says, per Andrew, you pick door number 2. Need antibiotics for tonsillitis. People hate this man right now. Oh, my God. One of the things I said in the break is I really hope that nobody finds his house. And I'm not saying that like as a, you know, I sincerely hope, because one of y'all might mess around and put a brick through his window or something.
Hey, listen, let me tell you this. I don't care how you feel about tonsil. I've seen him up close. I would not run up on that man.
I would
advise against that.
Yeah, he might look small on your TV.
Hey, that's a brick house.
That's right.
Do not do that. Do not try that at home. Let me just say that on top. But with tonsil, I'll say as far as tonsillitis, I would have a short leash. And that's with both the tackles right now. Mm-hmm. Like that is where I'm at. And I understand why both of them are in the position they're in, why they've continued to pay tonsil. I get it. Even why they paid Titus Howard. I don't understand why they played him at guard last year. No. But I understand why they even liked him at tackle. But right now, as we sit here today, I would have a short leash with the penalties and with the alignment issues and all those things. The first time that happens with either one of these guys, Laremy Tunsil, Pro Bowl, future All-Pro or whatever it may be.
PFF pass block legend.
Exactly. All of that. Titus Howard, second contract, all of that. You got one time to do that again before. I'm telling the rookie ahead of time, be ready to play. Head on a swivel. Because the first time one of those dudes does that, you're in the game. Like, I got to have a short lease for it. I understand.
He's going high school basketball coach. Come sit by me.
Hey, sub. Yeah.
Come sit by me.
Sub. I understand why they're in a position, but I do not understand why you would allow that to continue to happen. It's drive killing. It's team killing. Outside of those things, they had a couple of issues yesterday or a couple of issues on Sunday against the Vikings. That was chief among them. They moved the ball, but every time they move the ball, one of these bonehead things would happen. And it's happened throughout the season, throughout the 3 weeks, and it's gradually gotten worse. The first time it happens against Jacksonville, to me, a game that you got to have, because of some of the things that we talked about in the previous segment, like, you absolutely cannot have that. The first time it happens, the rookie's in.
Let me tell you what I like about what you just said, because we're going to talk about this later, Reggie and I and Figgy. Like, my point with Laremy Tunsil is, if you're saying, oh, you know, he'll get it right, and D'Amico said as much yesterday, you know he's got, you know, he didn't blame the referees are calling it funny and not telling us, or telling us one thing and doing something else. No, he didn't blame that. He says, we got to line up. Laremy knows where to line up and how to do this. I like that you put a line there. And we'll talk about this later. Where is the line?
Yeah.
Like, where is the line with Laremy Tunsil? If you're like, okay, cool, he's going to keep playing. Okay, two more false starts against Jacksonville and he's still good. Or do you have to wait for Buffalo and two more? Because there has to be a line. This is where I'm going with this. I'm catching a Matt Schaub vibe here from 2013. Pick six in one game. Pick six in another game. Where's the line, man? Pick six in another game. Pick six in another game. He threw a pick six in four games before they finally pulled the plug. There, at least you put a line there, one snap. I mean, one more time, you do that. Because I don't like the fact that they're just sort of like, well, it's Laramie, you know, and just kind of let him get it right. No, you can't.
But see, that is actually the issue, is that it's Laramie. The standard should be much higher. Yeah. He's the highest paid player on your team. So that's one thing. The other thing, and I think this part is key, y'all were hitting on this yesterday, it's not like this is an anomaly.
Yeah.
It's not like this is a one-off. It's not like he just had a bad game, per se. Even when he has good games, even when he's doing the things that you paid him to do, he still does these things. These are the things that led to Andre Ware talking like this on Sunday.
Here's the give, and they blow the play dead. Laramie
Tunsil. It's every week, though. I mean, you're a Pro Bowl player. There's no excuse for that. None.
Back to the 15 we go.
He's right.
Eight points were made.
He's right.
Honestly, I don't know why I get upset about it anymore.
There it is.
I should have come to expect it.
And that is the issue, right? And that's a sentiment that has been very evident to me parachuting in this year, right, is that everybody immediately already had that level of, I don't know, disillusionment with.
Well, it's Laramie.
Those come with it, and that can't be the thing, right? And it'd be one thing if it was like, yo, those come with it, and those help project this thing forward, right? Because Ross Tucker was on with Payne and Pendergast. I thought it was a fantastic visit with them, as it usually is. And Ross was talking about, as a former offensive lineman, right, sometimes that false start is because that tackle is trying to get that kick to help them get out there and block. You're good enough that you don't need that. Like, I understand that there's going to be tough guys you're facing off against that you're going to need to try and get that jump. But, I mean, for the most part, you're good enough that you don't need that. And it's really, you got to factor in how much it hurts the team, especially because we've seen it this year time and time again take opportunities for points off the board and, you know, kill drives. And that's some of the issue where we talk about getting into the red zone, getting into the end zone. Like, some of that is just the pure penalties of this, and you're good enough. And if you are indeed good enough, you should not have these instances happen so often for you.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Fantasy freaks and geeks, what's cracking? It's your boy James Kell, back with my brand new project, the Sleeper King Football Podcast. Look, I get it, okay? There's a lot of fantasy pods out there, but we're going to keep this one light, 15 to 20 minutes, 4 to 5 times a week, and man, we are going to pack it with all the info you need, season-long, weekly projections, and of course, sleepers, sleepers, sleepers. Follow and listen to the Sleeper King Football Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
The focus on Laramie Tunsil and the offensive line and the penalties takes away from the fact that they were able to move the ball at various points, because that ended up not mattering in the long run because those drives were killed by the penalties. And back to Lopez's point about the line, I gave you my line. That was just me talking, though, Lopez. What is the actual line? What is the standard? What is the threshold for that? Like, I gave you mine. But I obviously do not make the decisions. I'm very interested to see the people who do, what their line is going to be.
I think if you're as serious as you think you are, and we think you are, well, let me put it in a question. Does Blake Fisher take first team reps this week?
In practice, you mean?
Yeah. We'll find out tomorrow.
I can't imagine. Nah,
I mean, if those guys are healthy, if those guys are healthy, they should practice with the first team. But he should practice whatever reps he takes. Mm-hmm. He should practice with in mind that you might play on Sunday if these guys can't get with it.
To answer your question, and you may have heard yesterday morning, I think the messaging should happen now. I think this is too much. This is last year. It's the year before. It's the most penalized player in the NFL. It's a guy that fancies himself as a captain, is a captain, as a leader, is a leader, and is doing this. I think if you're going to message to the whole team, you've messaged first to Laremy Tunsil.
And in between the penalties, I know y'all seen the clip that's kind of gone viral at this
Seth
point.
Went off on it.
Of the Cam Akers run where he does his kind of Cam Akers thing. He's really good with the spin move, right? Cam Akers, that's part of his game. He does like two or three spin moves to like basically make something happen out of nothing.
And Laremy kind of puts his hands up like,
I mean, that entire play, though, it's because Jonathan Greenard beats Titus Howard to kind of cause the initial chaos.
Yeah.
He gets out of that. And then Laremy Tunsil, as you mentioned, is not giving you the desired effort that you would expect from somebody of that stature. You know, and so that is within the framework of these penalties, or the time frame, I should say, of these penalties happen, these drive-killing penalties. There was one before that, and there were more after that. So all of that together, and I think also with Laremy, football fans have issue with players who they feel like care more about the money than the game.
Yeah, absolutely.
And I think that could be an us problem, not necessarily a them problem, but it is a reality. And I think he plays into that when he goes out there and plays. Like, you can love your money. I'm not mad at you for that. But football fans tend to want to feel like that the players that they root for love the game at least as much as they love the money. And you don't get that, especially from an offensive lineman.
Yeah.
And you don't get that feeling.
No, it's a messaging problem, right? Like, I understand how it could be an us problem, but ultimately it still falls on the business that is selling us the product, right? And we have to bring it back to that perspective. And it's tough because the business that's selling us, their perspective on the team level is usually just trying to win and compete. But we have to also remember that they're selling a product. And so in some ways you have to, like, I imagine that's more of the organization up higher has to consider this. But if you are not playing well enough, you got to fix your face, right? And right now he's not fixing his face in the way that he handles, I guess proverbially in the way that he handles himself, the way that he kind of, the mentality that he kind of projects forward. And so if we're not getting the actual production, you got to at least make it seem like you care and that you're trying to fix it, because otherwise now you really make your fan base, your customers mad.
Yeah, I just think everything about the way they played on Sunday particularly was really the antithesis of what we expect from an offensive line, from a highly paid offensive line, from one with a defensive head coach, one that talks about wanting to run the ball.
Yeah.
Like, it was just anti all of that.
Which, that was another thing that I brought up, is just, I do wonder, like, what the added difficulty is of this for D'Amico Ryans, being that he's a defensive coach and he's a hands-on defensive coach. I do wonder, like, what is the elements where that's Bobby Slowick's offense, right? How much do you parachute in? How easy is it for you to do that? And, you know, kind of a...
It's his team, though, man. Things.
It is his team.
And it's his responsibility.
But I think that we have to be cognizant of the people element of all of this.
Do we have time to get to Bobby Slowick and D'Amico Ryans?
Buddy, we got a whole nother segment in your hour.
I have thoughts.
Let's do... That is a fantastic tease. It's almost like you do this, B-Scott. Coming up next... what's popping will be our conversation about what is happening with Bobby Slowick, with the coaching that we saw particularly on Sunday and maybe all through the season. We'll do that next in the loop.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Northsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Fantasy freaks and geeks, what's cracking? It's your boy James Kell, back with my brand new project, the Sleeper King Football Podcast. Look, I get it, okay? There's a lot of fantasy pods out there, but we're going to keep this one light, 15 to 20 minutes, 4 to 5 times a week, and man, we are going to pack it with all the info you need, season-long, weekly projections, and of course, sleepers, sleepers, sleepers. Follow and listen to the Sleeper King Football Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.